My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Texans Training Camp. Live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, great to be with you, Payne and Pendergast. Live at Texans Training Camp. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne, Nick Caserio joins us in about an hour and 10 minutes. Be ready.
Oh.
Be ready, okay. Buddy.
He gave me a reminder yesterday.
Yeah.
I was standing on the sideline. He walked past me. He's like, hey, are ready to see you tomorrow? Or I'll see you tomorrow? I was like, what are you talking about?
He told me.
He said, yeah.
He said, I told Seth, I'll see you tomorrow. He looked a little surprised.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remembered, Sean, yeah. after a spell. I told him, I was like, you're better than my dentist sending out the reminder text.
That's
you
great.
And Dr. Wahid.
That's
funny. You're the people that keep me on track
the
in Houston.
The two most thorough people in your life.
Ironically enough, Dr. Wahid, my dentist, was introduced to me by the original GM, Charlie Casserly.
No kidding.
Charlie Casserly says, Seth, you got to go to Dr. Wahid. He's a great guy.
Oh, he just
says, yeah.
And you've got great teeth.
Oh,
that's a big, that's a nice endorsement for Dr. Wahid.
Dr. Wahid's daughter now, too, works for him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is a generational thing here in Houston.
Family business.
Longtime Houstonians know the lineage that is the Charlie Casserly, Dr. Wahid, Seth
Payne. Oh, it's legendary.
Connection, yes.
It's legendary. Speaking of legendary, actually, no, I don't like using that word. Speaking of being the story of training camp so far, I think to me, we're 5 practices in. So you know what I do, Seth. I'm like, all right, what's the biggest thing here? Let's power rank the stories. I'm not going to do a power ranking, but I think Stephon Diggs has been the biggest story of training camp so far.
I think so. I think that, and for all the right reasons.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of reservation, perhaps, about how he'd fit in, you know, how he'll handle, you know, being one of many targets, all of that. And, you know, frankly, we still haven't seen that.
We don't
That's something
know.
That plays
yeah.
out during the
we
season.
Don't know. Yeah.
But in terms of him in his willingness to, or I guess his eagerness to be a mentor to younger guys, but then also for whatever reservations you might have about, okay, has he lost a step on his deep speed because he's an older guy? Frankly, with this complement of wide receivers, I don't care because he is such a nasty route runner. It's cool. It's, crazy, it's really cool to watch him just kind of violently get it in and out of his breaks on his double moves. I try to cover him in my mind, Sean. I put myself kind of like in the body of a guy that runs a 4.3 40 and everything. Yeah. And he gets me every time. I'm ashamed to say he's burned me a few times this camp.
Virtual reality world, he burns you all the time. You've had a bad camp against him.
I know. Yeah. I'm kind of fighting for my life here.
So Diggs has been, like the physical part of it has stood out. The leadership part of it has really stood out. Every single player that goes to the podium gets asked about Stephon Diggs. Here was Jalen Petrie yesterday talking about Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, he's a true leader, I think, on and off the field. You know, he's came to me. You know, I work with him a lot in the slot. And he's came to me and just tried to give me a couple pointers here and there. And I think the biggest thing is his competitive nature is high. Like, he's going out every play trying to win, and that does nothing but, you know, uplift other competitors. Because when I'm out there, I don't care who it is. Like, I'm trying to win as well. So, that's not going to do nothing but help get this team even better.
Yeah, that iron sharpens iron thing. Diggs is out there sharpening all kinds of iron because he's got Petrie in the slot sometimes. Yeah. He's been running routes on the outside against Kamari Lassiter. He's helping a lot of guys
honestly,
get better.
Honestly, the cool thing about watching this in the totality of it all is watching all this competition between really good players. And you just think about, okay, how does that compound over time? It's not just like you're going to some camp on the weekend and you face a couple of good dudes and you get better because of that. It's every day. So like anybody who's ever played a sport knows, like if you play up a level, all of a sudden up an age group, man, you get a whole lot better. In wrestling, that's huge. If you're training with a guy who's a really good wrestler every single day, you get a damn hell of a lot better. So for these young guys, especially like Kamari Lassiter and Kalen Bullock and everybody else, they're able to see not just the starters, but, you know, John Metchie has turned into that guy that's a very good route runner and more explosive. So that's been really nice to see. And then, you know, as Lassiter said, it's also, well, we'll play that audio later. Lassiter has a really good point about that.
Yeah. Well, let's skip down to it right now. Ben, let's go to Lassiter 4 here talking about
14.
14.
So don't.
You're talking about going against Stroud. Okay.
Yeah.
This is just sticking with Diggs for another couple minutes. This is Lassiter talking about the dynamic with him and Diggs at practice.
I'm the type of guy, like, I just stand on business. So, like, if it's smoke in the air, I'm going to blow it. But Diggs, he's just a guy who he really loves the game. So, I mean, he's just really passionate about what he does, and he just lets it be known. And I like that because I'm the same way. So, I mean, when I make a play, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And he's the same way. So whenever he makes a play, I give him credit. But I'm like, okay, yeah. Next time, it's going to be different.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. A rookie going after a 10-year guy.
Yeah. No, Kamari Lassiter, in that longer version of that bite, he kind of says, and I'm glad they cut it down, because he kind of says, like, hey, I don't say much and everything. But, yeah, when something happens, I'm going to let you know about it.
Yeah.
But he kind of contradicted himself.
Yeah, I know. But, I don't say much, but allow me to talk for 90 seconds extemporaneously.
But I think that, again, I've seen steady progress out of Lassiter. And Lassiter, I think, like, it's fine to have concerns about his top-end speed, his recovery speed, and everything like that. With guys who excel at anticipation, there's going to be a breaking-in period because he's learning how to anticipate these routes that are just run by some really good route runners. Tank Dell's just damn near impossible to figure out sometimes because his body moves in ways that other human beings' bodies don't move. Stephon Diggs runs routes better than just about everybody else at Lassiter might see in any given NFL season. And not a single college player, no matter how good he is, runs routes as well as a whole bunch of pros do.
That's right.
It's just a matter of those guys coming up and, you know, iron sharpening iron in the league. So for a guy like Lassiter, there's going to be times where when anticipation is one of the things he's really good at, until he gets that anticipation up to speed, yeah, there's going to be times where he gets beat and doesn't look like he can recover and everything. Those instances have gotten fewer and fewer over the first 5 days of camp.
Yeah, let's Ben, let's skip down to Lassiter 14 and stick with Kamari here, because he did. He met with the media yesterday. He was on In the Loop yesterday as well. If you want to go find that interview, he was really good yesterday with the fellas. But this is Lasseter talking about going against a quarterback like C.J. Stroud on a day-to-day basis.
Man, it just makes me so much better because it's like my technique has to be sound every play, you know, because it's two-on-one. I'm one-on-one with the receiver, and then I got another matchup with a quarterback, and the quarterback is elite. So just knowing that if I make one wrong step or if I think too long, you know, the rep might be over, because whoever I'm going against, whether it's Steph, Nico, Tank, Mechie, Noah, it doesn't matter, like, those guys are elite, so I have to be elite at the same time.
That's the, you know, like the exponential effect of having good players on your team. Obviously, having good players on your team helps you those 17 Sundays throughout the year. The more talent you have, the more games you're going to win. But in training camp, you know, the fact that Kamari Lasseter is going against receivers like that and not going against, you know, the receivers from 3 years ago.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
It's like going against Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, and Nico Collins every day in practice versus going against Chris Moore, Chris Conley, and, you know, 32-year-old Danny Amendola.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah, and honestly, like, what he's talking about there, too, is, you know, for every rookie, it's kind of a welcome to the NFL moment as they learn how quickly these windows close and everything. With quarterbacks, we talk about that all the time, how quickly the windows close. I think with defensive backs, it's like how little window they need, how little window the receivers actually need, that if you're playing against a quarterback like C.J. Stroud.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Out especially. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot, there's a lot of times, you know, going back to the DeAndre Hopkins days, just covering a guy isn't enough. Right. It's not enough to have the guy covered.
Yep.
It's, you've got to be blanketed on him, and you got to know the exact angles and exactly the timing of the ball coming out. So that's just ramping up, I think, the development of a lot of these young guys.
Yeah, for sure.
It's really, man, it's just really cool to be out here and watch a team operate like this with this many wide receivers and with a quarterback like C.J. Stroud. It's just, I've had the most fun I've had watching a training camp in a long time.
Yeah.
Because you just don't see things like this on any given NFL team. We haven't seen it like this with this type of array of wide receivers ever. I mean, it's just, it doesn't happen. You don't tend to have three A-caliber receivers on any given team in the NFL.
You don't, and the Texans never have. The Texans have, I don't know that the Texans have ever had two receivers
right
like that until last year, but none of us were expecting that. I mean, and Tank.
DeAndre and Will Fuller, DeAndre and Will Fuller were kind of, but that wasn't, Fuller never really truly developed into what his potential was because of injuries.
Yeah.
But at the very least, he opened things up for DeAndre Hopkins, but it wasn't the, it's almost artful the way everything meshes together with what Bobby Slowick can do with these guys.
Yeah, even Andre and DeAndre Hopkins were teammates for 2 years, but you got Andre's last great season with DeAndre's rookie season, and you got DeAndre's first great season with Andre's 900-yard
right,
season.
Right, and DeAndre took a year to really get up to speed. You know, he wasn't a full-time starter in that first season.
Yeah, man, yeah. It's cool to see.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid.
So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, let's, as long as we got a few more minutes here, Ben, let's skip back up to Howard 6. You talked about the offensive line looking better with pads on than they looked in the first three or four practices. Here was Titus Howard, who met with the media yesterday, saying that the O-line is coming together.
Pretty good, man. LT's doing really good. I think it's just taking him, his stuff a little different, but LT's doing great. He's in great shape, feeling good. But as far as last year, man, and this year, I just think like the depth of guys that we got on this team is very high. We got a lot of guys that can play some football. And, you know, we got the Rook Fisher coming in. Man, we've been pouring into him. He's getting better every day. So he's learning a lot from me and LT. And, you know, he's going to be a great player himself too. So I feel like we got a great roster. And they built the best O-line they can build. And I think, you know, we just got to continue to work. Like I said, work every day, get better. You know, every day ain't going to be perfect. Going to be ups and downs. We just got to steadily keep climbing. And when week one comes, we're going to put it all together.
Sean, let me paint you a picture. For our texter,
paint me a picture.
For our
yes.
texter who always wants us to paint a picture. Yeah. So yesterday, the first team offense is up on the line, and you've got on defense, Will Anderson is playing left defensive end, and Daniil Hunter is playing right defensive end. Those guys have flip-flopped some, but that's how it was yesterday. On the offensive line, at right tackle, you have Titus Howard. At left tackle, you've got rookie Blake Fisher.
Yeah.
And it was nice because they could slide the protection towards Blake Fisher and Daniil Hunter and give him a little bit of help. You know, and I didn't, when I could see from where I was and when I was watching, it wasn't like Blake Fisher was being tasked with going one-on-one with Daniil Hunter all the time. You know, and usually the way D'Amico likes to do it is their game plan against, like, the defensive coordinator versus offensive coordinator in these periods. So Bobby doesn't care about, like, in that moment, just, okay, on this play, I want to see exactly what Blake Fisher can do versus Daniil Hunter. They want to score a touchdown. So they do what they would do in a game, which is help Blake Fisher out a little bit because we can trust Titus Howard out on Will Anderson. And yeah. It worked pretty well for them yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, the defensive line had some wins, but I think all in all, the pass protection was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good to see, man. And Blake Fisher's getting an early education here. He's not going against Jordan Jenkins like it would have been in 2021.
Right,
he's going
right.
against Daniil Hunter and Will Anderson.
Yeah, and, you know, coaches always say immediately after the practice, you got to watch the film first and everything. And I'd say the same except we don't get to watch the film of practice. But from what I could see, I thought Blake Fisher held up pretty well to the physical play, and that was my question. I thought that, man, in no pads, I thought he looked athletic enough. It looked like he had sound enough technique to stay in front of Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter a bunch of the time. But I was, you know, he's a big, tall guy that plays with a higher pad level. How's he going to adapt to the power? I didn't see anything glaring when I was able to watch him
that's
yesterday.
That's good to hear. All right, let's get to headlines in the next segment here. So you heard from some of the Texans on Stephon Diggs. Diggs is the biggest story out here at training camp so far to me. And if you're coming to practice today, keep an eye on number one. He was fantastic yesterday. Looking forward to seeing a lot of the fans out here again today. Weather clearing up a little bit, but we know it's going to be a little up and down throughout the rest of the week, so drive safe out there. Headlines coming up next. We'll hear from D'Amico Ryans on at least one of the absences from practice yesterday. Big news with the Texans in the business office as well, and the Astros lose again last night. We got a lot to get to in headlines, and we got stuff from around the NFL as well. We'll rapid fire all of it coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to eight, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.